Well, Shackle has signed a four-year deal at Turf Moor. He turns 29 in September and he agreed terms with the Lancashire club after Derby accepted an improved offer from Burnley yesterday. Now, as often happens these days, details of the fee haven't been revealed, but BBC Radio Derby understands it is in excess of £1 million. The Rams paid Barnsley a reported £750,000 for the player just a year ago.
Now, we talked yesterday about the amount of interest being shown in Jason Shackle. Was it just a matter of time before he went?
Well, now the deal's gone through, yeah, it certainly does seem that way. This was the third offer from Burnley for the player. Before yesterday, Derby had already turned down four bids from three different clubs. Leicester and Cardiff also rumoured to be interested in Shackle. Now, Burnley, as well, remember, chasing him this time last year when Derby actually won the race for his signature. And his reputation has only grown over the last 12 months. Played every minute of every game and skipped the side in the absence of Sean Barker. We have some word from Derby manager Nigel Clough. He said on the club website, "Jason has always been 100% professional and a fantastic player to work with. He played in every minute of every game last season, so it came as no great shock when other clubs registered their interest in him."
A lot of reaction to this on Twitter. People have been tweeting us at BBC Filter. I'll just read some of these to you. Owen Stephen says, three players for two positions and no cover at fullback, and that's if none of those get sold. Ross says, the question seriously, head in the clouds. Mark says, Buxton, Naylor and O'Brien capable of filling Shackle's boots. Who is Nigel Clough trying to kid? Us or himself? Dear oh dear. Dom says, Shackle exit, very disappointing. It's a backward step. More pressure now to deliver top six minimum. And Stuart finally says, undisclosed fee is pathetic. If the deal was so good, why not tell the fans what we got for him? I mean, Derby fans there obviously concerned what this means for the team. When will we see a replacement for Jason Shackle?
Well, I suspect quite soon. On the undisclosed fee point, it's quite a common thing in football now. You always have the issue of, if a club knows how much one team has received for a player, then that will influence asking prices elsewhere. So that's quite a standard thing now. You can understand fans wanting to know the details, but unfortunately that's football. From who will come in? Well, Derby have said all summer that they don't need to sell, but they would judge any bids based on the merits. And part of the consideration of whether they would let a player go, such as Shackle, would be how much it would cost to replace him, whether they felt they could do that, and whether they could strengthen the squad in comparison to one player and the fee. So that's why they've made the decision. If there's a silver lining for Derby fans, it's the fact that there is time still to bring in a replacement for Shackle with the season 6 weeks away. Again, some quotes from Nigel Clough. Although I'm sad to see Jason leave, we have Jake Buxton, Tom Naylor, Mark O'Brien, who have all proved to be more than capable at performing in the Championship. We are also actively looking to bring in another central defender.